Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Jamaica willing to act on WHO advice to open its borders and lift travel bans. That and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I am Ken Richards, the news coming right up. Tourism players in Jamaica are welcoming the latest World Health Organization's recommendations to have countries open their borders and lift travel bans. The senior advisor in the tourism ministry says COVID-19 will always be a challenge. However, economies have to carry on. Here's CVM News.
Delano Sievright, senior advisor and communication strategist in the tourism ministry, supports the position of the WHO, adding the recommendations are logical.
I think that's a good thing. Also think that the WHO position is rational, and a number of countries have moved in that direction. You've seen where the United Kingdom just recently abolished the need to have a test to visit their country, and also abolished the two-day test on arrival in that country for persons who are fully vaccinated.
Sievright says at this point, given the mild effect of the Omicron variant, it's evident that bans will be abolished. However, while there's still uncertainty on whether Omicron may be the final strain of the virus, Sievright insists vaccination is important.
Omicron is clearly highly transmissible. It may be the final major wave of COVID. We still don't know, but that's the assumption in light of its mild symptoms for the most part. And importantly, there is a need for Jamaicans to understand that whilst many of us are supportive of the WHO position, it's important that Jamaicans are fully vaccinated.
One of Guyana's opposition MPs has roasted the 2022 budget as being for big business while ignoring the plight of ordinary citizens. Here's Guyana News Source.
Opposition Member of Parliament Amanda Walton-Desire kicked off this year's national budget debates in a fiery address, where she dealt with a number of issues in the budget as well as the government's day-to-day operations. The Member of Parliament chided the administration for not offering anything in the budget for the poor and working class. She said although the government has been acknowledging the rise in the cost of living, it presented a budget that has not catered to the hardships being faced by citizens.
Mr. Speaker, Budget 2022, the most disrespectful, discriminatory, and deceitful budget to ever grace the floor of this honorable house.
According to Walton-Desire, with the current state of affairs in the country, the budget should have focused heavily on the ordinary Guyanese.
We can give the 50,000 public servants a pay raise of 10% right now. We can provide tuition, free tuition, for 11,000 university students right now. Mr. Speaker, we could give the 9,000 plus health workers an average of a $250,000 bonus right now. Mr. Speaker, we can raise the income tax threshold to 100%, to $100,000 rather, right now. Mr. Speaker, we can increase the old age pension to $35,000 a month for the 65,000 senior citizens right now.
And she also said that while the government has been boasting about billions of dollars in relief measures, those measures have been favoring big businesses and no one else.
St. Lucia's Housing Minister Richard Frederick says the government is planning to make home ownership for more working class St. Lucians a reality. A rent-to-own development concept will be introduced, the minister has announced. More on this from NBC Prime News.
If all goes according to plan, Housing Minister Richard Frederick hopes to make more working-class St. Lucians homeowners during his tenure in the Philip J. Pierre-led administration. Hundreds currently occupy housing units or CDC apartments in the capital, which are owned by the National Housing Corporation, NHC. Previous housing projects have led to the successful relocation of dozens of families from unplanned settlements. Frederick and the NHC have since commenced plans to rejuvenate affordable housing in St. Lucia. Plans to construct a new apartment complex with a new rent-to-own option for potential tenants is on the cards.
Step following this, we'll be rolling out the rent to own, where you actually rent the apartment and you own it after a period of time. It's been conceptualized now, it's in the conceptualization stages. Once that is done, it will be about empowering our people once and for all.
The housing minister has taken a bottoms-up approach in his attempt to broaden access to affordable housing. Conversely, two housing projects initiated by the former administration have been terminated. Frederick and the National Housing Corporation explained neither of the projects adhered to the conditional contractual agreements. The private contractor who broke ground on the projects have since refuted the NHC and the minister's claims. Rihanna Isidore, NBC Prime.
Prime Minister Roosevelt's Carrick reports having held talks with the President of the Executive Council of Martinique, Serge Letchimy, on Monday. The talks focused on further exploring cooperation on geothermal energy development. The leaders met virtually to discuss proposals for a commercial agreement with Martinique for the sale of renewable energy. Dominica is developing a geothermal plant in the Rosa Valley to increase the use of renewable energy in the provision of cheaper electricity. According to Nature Isle News, Martinique is expected to send a technical team to Dominica for further talks and to observe the geothermal development. Vinci Mass 2022 is on, according to Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves. However, he says the scale of the festival will be based on the country's vaccination rate. The economic and social factors are said to have favored the decision to have Carnival 2022.
It was decided clearly that we'll have Carnival this year. And I think it's important for us to identify what are the three basic functions of the carnival. First of all, it's a mass cultural event where we showcase our talent in mass and calypso and pan, the usual areas of performance, creativity and performance by our artists. Secondly, it's an occasion for economic activity. The number of persons are involved. A lot of persons will come in, money spent, and that's all for the good. And thirdly, and very importantly, it's a release.
The Vincentian leader says the country's vaccination rate was also considered. He noted that persons have 2 months to get the vaccination rate to 70%.
What kind of carnival would we have if we go for 70% vaccination by the end of March? So we try and do that in February and March, and we do an all-out, bigger campaign than ever. This is not just a question of getting the vaccine rate up. That's one thing. But really, we need something bigger than the slim down version of Carnival.
Dominican musicians had their night in the spotlight on January 29th at the first Dominican Music Awards ceremony. It was a particularly good night for Bouillon Queen, Caroline Xavier Philip, who goes by the name Caroline XP, who won 5 awards. She copped the awards for Female Artist of the Year, Female Bouillon Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Bouillon Song of the Year, and Virtual Event of the Year. Other artists who stole the limelight include the Bouillon boss Issa Banton and Calypsonian Charles Sower Sower Isaac. Issa walked away with the Male Artist of the Year and Male Bouillon Artist of the Year awards, while Sower Sower was awarded Calypso Artist of the Year and Calypso Song of the Year for his hit I Enjoy My Life.
A case being made for the independence of women who do not have to necessarily depend on men. That's being articulated by activist and teacher Adrian King of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We have to stop telling girls that if they're not married by 30 and have 3 children, that they're nothing, that they're worth nothing. I still see women out here, no matter how educated they become, no matter how successful they become, they're still chasing this idea that, you know, they have to get a husband, or they have to have a child, or they have to this and have to do that. Because if they don't do these things, then they're not seen as a woman. So we have to look at the way we teach our girls. And in the same light, we have to look at the way we teach our boys.
King, however, has a much bigger concern.
One of the big issues in my country is rape.
She says too often the blame is put on women who have been raped.
Women of all ages would sit and discuss this, but it's always, oh, she shouldn't have. Why did she? She could have. And we take the attention completely away from the perpetrator of the act. And I want to have a society where men begin to understand that no matter what a woman is wearing, no matter where she is, no matter what hour it is, she does not belong to you. You must respect her body. You must respect her wishes. And at the end of the day, if we're focused on all of these things and we understand that it would all help us to become better citizens and to become a better people, the Caribbean would be a better place.
Adriana King was speaking on the Make We Chat regional program. And while Adriana was not referring to any particular incident over in Jamaica, a deadly domestic dispute prompted this observation.
I can't understand why our men seems to believe that they have ultimate right to a woman's body and her decision. Because I think women are free moral agents. And if a woman feel like they want to move on with their life, I can't see why men tend to figure that they own them and they can destroy them. And I would like to ask women to stop killing our women.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, February 2nd. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.